fight.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Wednesday, April the 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is J.D. Wilson. He's been a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and as soon as we unmute his microphone, we'll bring him into the studio. Greatly appreciate him coming on the show this morning. He's got a big announcement. So good morning, J.D.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. I really appreciate you having us.
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate you coming on the show. I met you last night. Had met you previously at the Frisky Farm Market event, but really got to know you last night at the Antrim County Republican Party. And as you were there, you had an opportunity to get up and speak in front of the folks, and you made a big announcement.
I did. As you pointed out, I'm currently a United States Senate candidate in a race that has turned into kind of a rat race. At one point, there are up to 14 of us running, and as I'm sure you're aware, the establishment pulled Mike Rogers out of retirement, out of Florida, and put $1.8 million in his war chest and got him his signatures, and he's the nominal, he's basically going to be the nominee. I don't think he's going to get the seat, but he's going to get the nominee. Mm-hmm. I am not a career politician. I'm a small business guy. I'm fed up with what's going on and the lack of response to what's going on. And I just, we want to get into this. I'm at a time in my life where I can get into this and help. And I feel like I can make a big difference, but not in that race anymore.
So you made that announcement last night that you're actually stepping out of the U.S. Senate race.
That is correct.
Okay.
We've been observing what's going on in District 1. Jack Bergman started out strong, but in his last term, according to our information, his bank account's gotten bigger and his voting record has certainly dropped off, and so has his attention to the district. So we are going to back into the United States Representative District 1 race to unseat Jack Bergman.
So that would be primary challenging him on August 6th.
That is correct, yes.
Now, there is a looming upcoming filing deadline this Tuesday, April 23rd, in Lansing with signatures. And I would like to talk about that more on the other side of the break. But you really are going to be pressed hard because those signatures you've been gathering for the U.S. Senate race do not transfer over to the 1st Congressional District race.
That is correct. And as you were last night, I was collecting signatures and I have teams out collecting signatures because you're absolutely right. In order to back into this race, we have to collect all different signatures.
Yeah, in the 1st Congressional District.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, very good. And JD, just real quick bio, when you say businessman, what kind of business?
So I'm an IT professional. I spent my life working with state and local governments implementing government-wide systems. So for the state of Michigan in the 90s, I implemented, our team helped implement Project Maine, which rolled out the accounting, purchasing, and inventory systems for the state. They've since changed those systems, but that's the kind of work I do, and I've been across the country doing that.
Gotcha. So not just here in Michigan, but all across the country.
That's correct. In fact, the last project I worked on, and we just went live with some stuff, I'm doing remote work for Maryland, state of Maryland.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got text messages coming in already. People want to ask you some questions, and I'm sure you won't mind answering those questions from our listening audience.
No, please. The more the merrier.
Okay, very good. Again, we're speaking with J.D. Wilson. He had been a candidate for the U.S. Senate race, too many people running. He wants to really impact and help the 1st Congressional District, announcing here on the show that he's going to be primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman on August 6th. We'll get to your text message. A short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gailey. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is J.D. Wilson. He had been a candidate for the U.S. Senate, announcing here on the show that he is dropping out of the Senate race, collecting signatures, going to primary challenge Congressman Jack Bergman up here in the 1st District. J.D., I want to ask you first point of question. Are you planning on, even though it's not a requirement for you to live in the district, are you planning on moving up to the 1st District, or will you be maintaining your residency where you're at now?
Oh, I live in the 1st District. I live in Houghton Lake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Houghton Lake.
Yes.
Okay, I got a text message. They thought you were downstate.
No. Okay, so I was born in Southfield. I grew up in Lansing, but I have lived in Houghton Lake since COVID.
Ah, very good, because you had lived downstate prior to that.
I did, yes.
Okay, yep. That's where it came from. Okay, they thought you lived downstate. So you are technically now, since the China virus, you've been in the 1st District.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I'm not going back. I'm not.
You love North Country, do you, brother?
Yes, sir. And I mean, my family's been vacationing up here for generations. So sure. It just made sense. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, welcome to the 1st District. I didn't realize that you had actually moved in. That's a great text message. Thank you for that right out of the box. Next text message. The gentleman, I'm not going to go into long detail on this. He sent me a lengthy that I read during almost the entire break. He's had severe issues with Jack Bergman dealing with his VA benefits. He's a veteran. He served our country. He loves Northern Michigan. He actually helped. He said, I voted for Jack Bergman in 2016, his first term. Initially, he did some good for me. He says, but lately I've been having severe medical issues. The VA is not addressing it. And I have called, I have sent emails, I've done all kinds of things to his office, and nobody's even gotten back to me. How important for you to be elected congressman for the 1st District, where we have so many retired veterans that have moved or have lived their entire lives here in the 1st District, how important is it that you would be a real advocate for veterans?
First, thank you all for your service. Second, absolutely one of the most important things. In my mind, veterans are ignored, and I think that's an absolute travesty. So I plan on having our administration not only improve our interaction with the 1st District, but we're going to see what we can do to improve benefits countrywide. It's one of those things that it's a travesty. Our country mistreats our veterans, and I think that's absolutely unacceptable.
Okay, very good. So strong advocate for the veterans. Next question. Michigan, as you know, under the Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, passed a lot of Second Amendment infringements on our Second Amendment rights. As a U.S. congressman, what's your stance when you go to Washington to stand up for our Second Amendment rights?
I am a CPL holder. I am absolutely a Second Amendment fan. I am a hunter. I'm an avid sportsman. I believe also in our First or Second Amendment rights to defend our homes and ourselves. So I will absolutely be an advocate for 2A across the board.
Okay, very good. Next, not real happy with Congressman Bergman's conservative voting record on bills. Do you feel that if you got elected, Justin Amash, former U.S. Congressman from Michigan, he used to post bills on his Facebook page and social media and explain to people what the bills were about, brief synopsis paragraph, and then say, you know, what do you guys think? How do you think I should vote on this bill? Is that a policy that you would implement, have your staff do for you when you become a congressman in Washington representing the 1st District?
Not only will we do that, but we also plan on holding frequent town halls, and I intend to have a podcast where if you don't, you know, you want to talk to me about how I'm going to vote or what I've already voted on, you'll be able to call me out directly. I want to make myself available to the people. I feel like this position, that's what it needs. The people need to tell me what they want, and then I turn around and represent that. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And with your IT background, you can make all that happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. We're going to leverage that.
Right. Okay. Man, a lot of text messages coming in. Are you self-funding your race, or are you asking for donations?
No, we are absolutely asking for donations. Please come to StopBidenNow.com. We need all the help we can get saving Michigan. I'm a small business guy. You know, I don't have the money to self-fund. I mean, I kick-started things, and we've gotten support, but this is a grassroots run. And for those that aren't aware, the Republican Party is in shambles right now. So they're not throwing money in any direction except the establishment towards people like Rogers. So, you know, yes, definitely we need all the help we can get.
Okay, and give off that website again.
It's StopBidenNow.com. And that's gradually transitioning. In the next day or two, it will switch from, I think right now it still says Senate, but it will be changing to Congress almost immediately.
Okay, so StopBiden.com.
No, it is StopBidenNow.com. Yep.
Okay, very good. I got it. Yeah, you broke up, so I apologize if the studio's having a little influx right now. Michael Farage, who ran for state party chairmanship, says two-part question. Who do you believe in your mind that you relate to, that you consider to be some of the top congressmen, women currently serving in the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C.?
So Ron Johnson, I'm a big fan of. He's a Wisconsin senator. Basically, you know, he got himself in the first time around, but he's been a people's senator. And he hasn't, according, you know, I talked to him at Frisky Farms, he has not had to, you know, ever since then they've reelected him because he's such a popular guy.
What about in the U.S. House, in the U.S. Congress side?
U.S. Congress side?
Kind of putting you on the spot right now.
You are, yeah. I really haven't. I haven't given a thought to who I'm going to be
caucusing with.
I can tell you who I don't like. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Would you be willing to interview and discuss being a part of the House Freedom Caucus?
Absolutely. Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, this is a simple yes or no question. How would you be voting? Have you been sitting in Congress in the impeachment of Mayorkas, the Homeland Chief?
He needs to go yesterday. The border is an absolute travesty. We're talking about 10 million illegals have crossed the border. That equals the population of Michigan. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
I got another one. Man, you guys are just firing at me this morning. Again, we've got J.D. Wilson. He's dropping out of the U.S. Senate race, announcing his run for first congressional district, primary challenging Jack Bergman. And we've gotten clarification here. Now, he actually lives in the first district, so he's not carpetbagging in. J.D., the other question that they're very concerned about, election integrity. And we talked about this quite a bit last night at the Antrim County meeting. But are you, as a candidate, you've been going across when you were running for U.S. Senate, you've been going across all over the state of Michigan. You've been to events all over the place. What are you hearing from the people as the number one most important concern that most people are concerned about right now on the campaign trail?
Well, election integrity is absolutely a big deal. I mean, the bottom line is we need to restore it. And I don't believe that we need 9-day elections. And I think we need paper ballots again. And as a tech guy to say that, you know, I understand the threats and, you know, just doesn't make sense. We were able to count paper ballots in one night historically. And we have more population, but that means we have more people to count. So the notion it's all a trickery, right? The longer that I can play the game, the longer I have time to manipulate the numbers.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not an election denier, but I absolutely believe that there are indiscretions that need to absolutely be resolved, and not the least of which is our voter registration.
Yeah.
Or our qualified voter list, rather.
Qualified voter files. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that I guess is a problem that we've had with Congressman Jack Bergman. Like you say, when he got elected in 2016, he started out great. But, you know, the longer you're in Washington, the longer you drink the water and breathe that air, I'm convinced there's something in the air, there's something in the water. But Jack Bergman, I looked at his financial campaign reports. He is at like 49% of his campaign donations come from outside the state of Michigan. What would you be willing to pledge to the people of the First District as far as taking special interest lobbying money or donations from huge donors outside the state of Michigan? Is that something you would be willing to pursue if elected to be a congressman?
I'm absolutely fed up with the fact that our politicians are selling us out, and they're selling us out left and right, and they're doing it in such an obvious manner that it's ridiculous. I pledge that I absolutely will not sell out after I've gone to Washington. And that's part of the reason I want to make myself available to people so they can call me out for it. I further pledge that I will call out rhinos left and right. And if I have any evidence whatsoever of people getting their pockets laced, I will be pointing them out and hollering as loud as I can. It is ridiculous that we've been sold out, and it's turning. I mean, China is essentially the ones buying them out. And we're in the middle of a China takeover. That's kind of a scary thing. And nobody is doing anything except talking. We had a balloon fly all the way over our country that we couldn't shoot down, even though we spotted it over the sparsest territories in the country. And we waited and then did a big gimmick over Myrtle Beach and shot it down in front of everybody. You can't tell me people aren't on the take.
And with you being an IT person, you know darn well, JD, that as that balloon was floating across, going over top of a lot of our military bases, that they were instantaneously sending that data back to China. And Biden waited until it was out in the Atlantic Ocean before he shot it down. By then, it was too late.
And that is one of many things that are just like that. Why reduce tariffs against China? There was no reason for it. They certainly weren't suffering. We are gradually and I think it is a procedurally being taken over by China. And they started out selling us goods. I mean, think about it. Our pharmaceuticals, our media companies, Forbes magazine, Forbes financial media outlet is owned by China. We're getting our financial advice from China. It goes on and on.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, making this huge breaking announcement. Again, we've been talking with J.D. Wilson. He's been a U.S. Senate candidate. His website, again, stopbidennow.com, and that will be updated shortly because he's dropping out of the U.S. Senate race and is going to be primary challenging Jack Bergman on August 6th. So, J.D., good luck in collecting the signatures. Anything people can do to help you out on that front?
Yes, my guys are in Kalkaska right now at Northland Foods and the Kalkaska Library. If you guys stop by and get us some more signatures, I'm told we're at our mark for the low end, but we need those insurance signatures, right? For, you know, we got to be over 1,000. We need it between 1,000 and 2,000. We got to be over the mark in order to be able to make it. So we're at the mark. Any help you can give us, and then stopbidennow.com. Help us fight for Michigan.
Are you going to get any signature sheets up to the UP?
Yes, I'm actually going to be driving up to the UP. I'm trying to go up there. I'm trying to find an event up there, a county event up there tonight.
Very good. So, excellent.
Yeah. So you'll be we've already been up there, though. I already have a team up there.
Oh, absolutely you do. All right, yeah, because I ran into a couple of them. All right, very good, sir. We appreciate you coming on the show, making the announcement. Again, go to stopbidennow.com. J.D. Wilson running for Congress in the First District. Sir, thank you so much. Stay safe out there.
Thank you very much, Trucker Randy. We appreciate it.
Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Michigan.